What up, everybody? It's 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. Points north, south, east, and west. Me and B holding it down. Ashburn, VA. Commanders back on the practice field today in advance of Sunday's game against the Panthers. With a very real chance of going 5-2. Good morning, Brian. How you doing?
Bro? I'm chilling. What's that?
Not much, man.
Cold this morning for you?
What's that?
A little cold this morning for you?
Yeah, dude. I don't like the cold. I had a – Beamish give me a hard time because I have a hoodie and
a coat. You got on a hoodie, a puffer coat.
This is like a light
and
jacket.
Another coat. No. I didn't see the other little thing right there.
This I forgot I left here last week.
Oh, okay.
So that's my –
That's a little bit too much, JP.
Well, I also have to do TV later, and I can't wear this hoodie, so I brought the jacket so I can just wear a golf shirt. That makes sense, right?
I guess.
Dude, I can't wear this. I don't think even in the casual.
Hey, man, you're covering football. You're not covering no damn ice skating.
That's a good point. I am not covering ice skating. Good morning to the boys in the aquarium. How's everybody doing?
Great, man. How are you?
Jeff.
Jeff, that sounds a little rough.
How you doing, bud?
What'd
you get into last night?
Great, man. How are you?
God. Jeff, what'd you get into last night, dude?
Man, nothing. It's this morning. I was helping my boy get his kid ready for school. And JP, I don't know how you do that with two daughters in the morning.
Bro, it's hard.
I don't know how you do that. And I just had to do it for one day.
It's easy, Jeff. Did it for years, dog.
Nah, dog.
Did it for years, Jeff.
Wednesdays when Lauren goes to her office, too, usually. So I'm in charge solo. And B. Mitch, I had to drop off all these muffins and
Jeff.
And
if the person is together, it's easy. But when the person is not together, like JP, it's not easy.
J-Dog's forever. Jeff ain't together either. it was, yeah, man, getting the kids to school is an adventure, always.
Wow.
Did you watch any baseball last night, Brian?
No.
Okay, I did. I thought that game was pretty good. The Yankees got some bats, man, and...
Yeah. Hell yeah, they do.
It'll be really interesting to see kind of what happens there. Beam is just ripping up papers. What do you got going on over here?
I'm trying to get rid of some of this junk.
You know what I love about you, B? When something is on your mind, you're just doing it, regardless of the situation.
Man, multitask. You're talking. Why the hell I got to worry about talking? You're talking, I'm going to let you talk, and then I'll say something. But I'm going to tear it up. I don't have to wait till after the show to tear a paper.
Certainly not wait till a break.
No.
Yeah.
Hell no.
So I was listening to Grant and Danny driving home yesterday, I think, and Rouye believes the Yankees are going to the World Series.
Possibly.
I watched that game last night. They're up 2-0 now. I kind of think they're going to beat Cleveland. But now this is for Jeff and Landfill because they are Yankee fans. Jeff publicly, Landfill privately. I don't think that closer can win a World Series. Like if that closer staring down Lindor or Ohtani or something in a World Series game, I just don't think he has World Series stuff. I don't know how you guys feel about that, and that is my assessment from watching him close one game. But he does wear really dope sneakers on the mound, but I think it's Luke Weaver. Luke Weaver ain't winning a World Series. Jeffrey, your rebuttal.
Let's just worry about this series right now because anything can happen, so I'm not even looking – towards the World Series right now, JP. So
Jeff sounds kind of scared, doesn't he?
Yeah.
I know anything can happen.
You're up
bro.
2-0 in the ALCS.
Hey, anything can happen. Anything is possible. Let's just focus on this.
Jeff is going to start picking the Guardians. Tell
no.
me how he does it.
I ain't going to do that.
That's what you did last week.
I'm not
going to
touch this series. I'm not going to touch this series,
now.
Bro.
You're completely moving.
I'm not going to touch this series.
What do you have on my assessment of Luke Weaver, the closer, who I watched approximately throw 19 pitches?
I'm not confident.
You agree with me or you're not confident in my assessment?
Both.
So
he agreed with you, but he still don't like your assessment.
So you're not confident in Luke Weaver, but your de facto setting is my assessments, particularly on baseball when I've seen a guy throw one inning, are incorrect.
Correct.
Okay, got it. But this dude, Luke Weaver, I mean, he's been in the majors for 10 years, and he was like a starter for a while. He has bounced around to a billion clubs in the last 2 years.
What is Luke Weaver's record this year?
This year, I mean, he must have been a starter this year. He was 7-3 with a 2.89 ERA.
That's good, bro.
The ERA is good for sure. I just would like when you think of a World Series closer, you think of somebody throwing heat, and this dude, you know, it's like a changeup and a I don't know. It didn't seem like there was heat coming.
Didn't the Braves have a whole staff that had no heat and they won the World Series back in the day?
Yeah, they only won the one, and I think Swartz might have been the closer then. Yeah,
I'm saying like the thing about it, sometimes if you could play, if you have great placement with a pitch, you know, that's as good as having heat.
Sure,
because you know what happens to heat if you put your bat on it, goes out the damn stadium.
He gave up. luckily for them, the Yanks had a big lead last night. He gave up a bomb to the second batter he faced. I don't know. That's our baseball conversation. We're going to continue to watch this. But if you're a Yankee fan, I know that you're not comfortable with this Luke Weaver dude, even though he had dope high-top Jordans on the mound. Bad news for the Giants, Brian.
What's the problem?
Left tackle Andrew Thomas, season-ending Liz Frank surgery.
Oh.
They just paid him a bunch of cash.
Liz Frank might be career-ending, too, when he is a big boy.
Yeah, he's a big boy, yeah. Too. I think he was a tackle out of Georgia a couple of years back.
Because the Jones is okay. We figured that out.
We learned.
The Liz is not.
Keep up with the Joneses, not the Liz Franks.
Yeah.
That's tough. They spent all that money trying to redo their offensive line, and then arguably their best guy goes down, what are we, 6 weeks into the year? That Giants operation doesn't seem functional, man. Has the worst point differential in the NFC East.
Top of my head, I'm going to go with Dallas since they got destroyed like they did last week.
You are correct, sir.
They lost by, what, 41? Something like that?
Their point differential 30-something? On the year is minus 42.
And they had one game where they were minus 30-something, wasn't it?
Yeah. this is remarkable. The Pats and the Dolphins have the worst point differential combined in the league. The Dolphins are a minus 53 and the Pats are minus 60. The Jags be? This is almost unheard of. Oh my God.
Why are they playing in London again?
London's like kind of their
hometown. I think
they're
trying to move there. I think Khan wants to move there.
Well, that's always been the rumor, but they're finally spending some money to redo the stadium there in Jacksonville. I think, I don't know. That has long been the rumor that Jacksonville's moving to London, and they just haven't. I think they just are.
Well,
cool
London
with,
probably saw how they've been playing and said, "Nah, we don't want y'all."
I think they're just cool with going over there else. Twice a year.
Yeah.
The Jags have a minus 65 point differential. Worst point differential in the NFL belongs to the Carolina Panthers, the team coming to town this weekend.
Okay.
They played six games.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you think the Carolina Panthers are 1-5? And they're minus 100 point differential.
Oh, Lord.
Yo.
Yeah, but you know what? I don't want you to go forward and kill. Don't make none of those statements you normally make. I don't want to hear that.
No fading Jaden.
I don't care what
it's
you.
It's okay to feel comfortable.
I don't care what you're not
weekend.
Fading. I don't want you making your little comments.
It's okay to
you
feel
you go out there, somebody in the universe don't like you making brash comments.
I feel different this year.
I don't care. Don't say it.
Jeff?
Keep it to yourself.
Jeff, no fading Jaden, you with me?
No fading Jaden is not what I'm talking about. You'd like to say some things that always.
Brian, they should beat the tar out of the Panthers.
Maybe should, but you last year, there is no way we could lose to the Bears.
I didn't say no way.
Yes, you did.
I said they should beat them.
No, that's not what you said.
And it was 27.
You were very, very out there. And I say, JP, stop saying that type of crap.
It's a new year, B. New year, new me. Part of the new year, and we've seen a lot of it yesterday, is trades are already heating up. Do you know what day the trade deadline is?
Excuse me?
I had to look this up last night. Do you know what day the trade deadline is?
No.
Same day as Election Day.
Okay.
What do you think people in this town will care more about?
Election.
But they're going to be paying attention to both.
I don't know, man. Depending on if you look at the majority of the people, see, football people are the football people.
You watch,
but the other folks going to be looking at that damn.
You watching red and blue or burgundy and gold? I do think it's the NFL moved the trade deadline back a week. I think they didn't really think about Election Day when they
did. They do it on purpose to make sure that it don't get as much play.
The NFL likes more play than less play. Well, generally.
You know, a lot of the people in the NFL are like, they don't want people to know where they're leaning.
Dude, let me ask you this, because there's a conspiracy theory floating around specific to that kind of. Jerry obviously went, Jerry Jones, Cowboys owner, went nuts yesterday on Dallas radio. Guys that we know said he'd get him fired. It was just, it was bullying at its worst. Maybe Jerry's just pissed because his team just gave up 50. And
maybe he should be because he put that team together.
Or Jerry's just taking the heat off of giving up 50 and making the story about him and everybody's talking about the Cowboys.
No. We could sit up here and try to give Jerry all this credit. Jerry ain't that damn smart all the time now. If he was that smart, he would have been removed himself from the position he's been doing with this football team. So, no, I'm not buying that. Jerry is pissed. Jerry, they lost by damn near 50 on his birthday. Okay? Every time he thinks about turning 82, he's got to remember that ass whooping. That's what he's mad at.
Yeah, it was an ass kicking. All right, so we get to a place, besides Jerry screaming at everybody, the NFL is all abuzz about trades. During our program yesterday, Devontae Adams got traded. A little later in the day, Amari Cooper got traded. Hard to look and not notice that Cooper and Adams, two multi-Pro Bowl players. Adams is a multi-All-Pro player. I mean, guys with significant bodies of work.
Mm-hmm.
They got traded for more or less the same thing Jahan Dotson got traded for.
Mm-hmm.
So with the crowd that was screaming that it wasn't enough comp, I think everybody's got to
relax. Well,
you got
to realize, too, like, they're older guys and
costs a lot more.
Costs a lot more. They own a certain – they're in a certain position of their career where these teams want to get rid of them because they're not producing for them. They don't want to play for them. They're like, I'm not going to keep paying you. So they're trying to get rid of them, trying to move, but they're trying to get something salvageable. And that's what they got. So,
well, but, I think,
hey, you got more than enough for Jahan.
Right.
Anybody think we didn't get enough? You fooling your damn selves.
Well, I think Cleveland is finally cognizant of just how screwed they are in like so many capacities, because of that Deshaun Watson trade and contract. Like, it's not one or the other; it's both.
Mm-hmm.
The trade, they had to give up a ton of assets. The contract just crushes them flexibility wise, and I think they're like, hey, we went all in. We stink. Maybe we got to try to rebuild. I do think if Cleveland is throwing the for sale sign up, folks in Washington need to be making some calls. You've got a pair of corners there. If one or either, if either is available. And it's still, like, yesterday we had fun with it where we let people call in and pitch us their trades. And occasionally there's a real one that could kind of make sense, right?
Mm-hmm.
I find it hard to believe Denzel Ward would become available just because he's a great player. But Devontae Adams is a great player. Amari Cooper is a really good player. Oh, and
yeah,
the Vikings also traded yesterday for Cam Akers.
Yeah, Denzel.
So the trade market's heating up.
Like, you got to look at the position of the team. I don't think Antonio wanted to deal with that crap from an offensive player, especially, you know, on his team. Amari, I understand.
The
Amari Cooper, basically, he is not Adams when it comes to the attitude.
No.
But he.
Now he's 10 years into his
career.
That's
what I'm saying. So, like, you can see that they don't have to. You're not going to get as much for an older person.
Sure.
If he was coming out like a third,
30.
Fourth year, it'd be a difference.
He's only 30, which is kind of crazy. He came to the league at 21.
Yeah.
Coming off back-to-back 1,100-yard seasons, Cooper can produce. I think what stands out to me is that Cleveland, the Devontae Adams situation to me is a one-off, right? Because you had a player that just didn't want to be where he was anymore and kind of forced his way out to mm-hmm. the exact place he wanted to go. And the fact that he was there the night before the trade was finalized and then he walks on screen with Rodgers.
You already knew
on
that
McAfee,
trade was happening.
Like, that was just done.
Aaron said, hey, man, get on up here. We got you.
It probably would have been done last year if Rodgers doesn't blow out his Achilles.
Yeah.
This is how I
100%.
Look at that. That is a unique situation. And I think it is extrapolating too much to suggest, all right, now the Raiders are in full sale mode, you might be able to get Crosby. You might be able to get Crosby. You might be able to get Crosby. I just don't know that I see that happening, right? If Crosby becomes available, he's absolutely the hottest name trade market, period. And if he does become available, you wonder what Detroit wants to do. Because they just lost Aiden Hutchinson. I think you can make a real claim that Detroit's a very legitimate Super Bowl contender. But if Washington could get a guy like Crosby, that's a game changer, and maybe you give a lot up.
Mm-hmm.
The tricky part here, and I wrote a story this morning on NBC Washington. You can check it out. I tweeted it out. Got me writing because it's so easy to say, man, they press the gas. And then if you look at the trade chips available, they got some ammo, dude. Like, they have 9 picks in the draft, 4 in the top 100, because right now they're holding that Dolphins third rounder, mm-hmm. which the Dolphins currently stink, and I don't know when Tua's coming back to unstink them. Right now, people get caught up in the salary cap for next year, but if you're going to add somebody right now, you got to be able to cover it right now. And they've got about $25 million cap space, so odds are, outside of trading for Deshaun Watson or something, they could add just about anybody in the league with the cap space they have.
Cleveland?
I'm joking. Like, outside of absurd contracts, they can add just about anybody that would be available in the trade market because mm-hmm. of the current cap
come
space
out here.
Here. Yeah.
But the whole thing about it is this is what we got to get, man. This is no lie. In Washington, we have a plan. And I think the man running the plan understands what he wants to do. We got to stop every time we come to a trade thing. We automatically want to go all in. And we always want to get somebody else's players. If that's what Adam decides, I'm cool with it. But if he doesn't decide that, I'm cool with him sticking to his plan. Because what Jaden has done, yeah, you're a little bit ahead of time, but still, I ask the question. We say the defense had played better the last 2 weeks prior to this week just gone. You get into the playoff again. Any one of those playoff teams with that defense playing like that, are you going to be there very long?
No.
Probably not.
And I think the Ravens match up because of their struggles against the run. Like, everybody's so caught up in Zay Flowers being wide open, but I think a lot of Zay Flowers being wide open, especially in that first half, mm-hmm. was a result of what they had to do to try to slow down Derrick Henry.
Yeah.
And when you get a single high safety look, they don't have great corners. I don't think that's a secret, but I think there are, against other teams, you can scheme things differently because you don't have the running threat of Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry.
Yeah.
Possibly,
but at this present moment, I would want to see that. Because I understand that we offensively, we can stick our chest out a little bit. Defensively, not so much right now.
So, I agree with you. All I'm pointing out is, if they choose to, they have assets to perhaps make a trade,
yeah,
right?
I don't know
that they're going to. They got some time here. It's interesting coming from – we've already seen Peters make multiple trades the totality of this year. I mean, traded away Howell, traded away Dotson. Coming from San Fran, you've got a team that when really good players were available, they looked to add them. Trent, CMC –
yeah,
but stuff didn't start happening until they had built for a couple of years.
That's what I'm saying.
So, like, however you want to there's no way to prognosticate this. One, because you don't know who the hell is going to be available. Mm-hmm. Two, you don't know what the prices are. Three, they may be ahead of schedule, but they may also just be really happy to, you know, if we win 10 games this first year with the team we put together, that's terrific.
Yeah.
No right answer. What is a wrong answer? Jerry Jones' comments to Dallas Radio yesterday. You'll hear him next. B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Shout out to B. Just made me a hot chocolate. Trying to warm up in here. Thank you, Brian.
Yeah, you wouldn't know how to do it.
I would not. That machine is complicated.
Push buttons, bro. Push buttons.
I am ready to ask everyone a favor. Are you prepared to answer, Brian?
I can answer.
Landfill, Jeff, I'm asking everybody one favor.
Okay. This is your one favor.
Okay, this is my one favor. I'm reading from Pro Football Talk now. I guess these quotes are via The Athletic. Raiders owner Mark Davis said players come and go after trading wide receiver Davante Adams to the Jets on Tuesday, and that he leaves the decisions on what happens to the roster to GM Tom Telesco and head coach Antonio Pierce. I'm skipping ahead. According to Mark Davis, trading Max Crosby is a non-starter. It's unfortunate today, but there's so much outside chatter that is not true. It's not coming from any sources. It's not coming from anything. My basic thing is to never answer all that stuff, because otherwise you get trapped in this black hole. It's just not happening. All right.
I don't blame him.
My request here, let's all stop talking about Max Crosby as an option. I'm guessing
about you just stop talking about it, because nobody else talk about it but you.
I have not.
Saying, on this show, you are the 25% of the 100% of the show that talked about it.
I'm saying let's all stop. Jeff, you with me?
No, I'm just going to
I never talked about it.
You got to stop talking about it. He wants us to do what he needs to
do. Now, a lot of times people in the NFL are full of it when they make statements like this. I don't think Davis is full of it on this one.
Bruh, like I said to you yesterday, in football, it could be 1 year. It'd be hard as hell for me to let that guy go. Well, that is the idea of what you want as a player in Max Crosby.
I think if you look at what is killing the Raiders right now, it's not their defense, right? And mm-hmm. I think if you look at what they need, it's a quarterback. Hell, look at Washington. You get the right quarterback, things change quick. Even the Bears are 4-2. I mean, we're really focused on Jaden Daniels right now, but the Bears are 4-2 also by adding Caleb Williams in there. And I would say college football is complicated. I don't know who the top quarterbacks to be drafted this fall, this spring will be. Mm-hmm. But, damn, Cam Ward looks good at Miami. And you've got the kid at Georgia, Carson Beck. You've got Shedeur Sanders. You know what I mean? I don't know that any of them come in and make an immediate impact, but I don't know that they don't. Nobody knows.
True.
Or in the crazy-ass world we're in,
it may be somebody we're not even hearing about right now.
There could be a dude that you don't think might get traded over the offseason that lands in Vegas. Mm-hmm. Tom Brady might come out of retirement eating all the avocados.
I think that one right there, that's a stretch.
I do too. But
I think it's a stretch to think he could come out of retirement and be what he was. Once you start retiring, you're done.
I don't think he – I totally agree. I mean, all I'm saying is crazy things happen in the NFL. If the Raiders are able to get a QB, everything could change.
Yeah.
What if – I mean, you want bananas speculative situations? Like, what if the Falcons just drafted Penix, right? Mm-hmm. And Kirk has the 3-year deal. I think two of it's guaranteed. What if they're like, yo, we want to go with Penix. We're sending you to Vegas. Kirk in Vegas, all the show tunes, all the performances, eat your heart out.
Kirk in Vegas, boy, that sounds like an oxymoron right there. He is totally opposite of Vegas.
I'm not expecting any of that to happen. I'm just saying, like, nobody knows what the hell things are going to look like.
No, we don't. Next fall. We don't. So, I mean, the whole thing about it is let the trade deadline come and go. Whatever happens, happens. I don't care what goes on. We get somebody, cool. We don't, fine. I just want the team to get better as we go forward. That's all I care about.
Starting this weekend. I definitely want to make a point to play this audio because I just think it's asinine. Jerry, we're going to get to that in a few minutes when he starts yelling at radio hosts for asking incredibly reasonable
questions. I don't know if he yelled. He was being very, very bullying, being a bully type.
Yeah.
And he has a lot of control in Dallas, but I know people in Dallas. You know what everybody's saying in Dallas, radio station, TV station, saying how much they love players and how much they hate Jerry, which they normally don't do. They're going at it. Jerry built the whole city down there for him. But the ultimate thing is they could care less about that. They want Jerry to get out of decision making. Now, on the flip side, it's hard as hell to tell a man that writes the checks that he can't make decisions.
Right. No matter
now, if
what, when, where,
if
why.
If y'all want to be bad enough, Stop supporting. Stop buying stuff from him. Maybe he'll change then.
They're not gonna.
But
stop.
As long as you're not, as long as you're supporting, he gonna give you a one finger salute.
Yo, speaking of buying tickets and supporting, I don't know as the day goes on. So if you just got in your car, B and I are out in Ashburn. Mike Sando from The Athletic will join us at 11. Dan Wetzel is going to join us to talk college football at noon. We expect to hear from Dan Quinn around 12:30. 1 o'clock, Neil Greenberg, Washington Post, stats geek, not nerd. I think with DQ, now that the dust has settled with John Allen, we need a legitimate update on Brian Robinson. Because I think the run game really struggled in Baltimore. I'm not saying that's all because Robinson was out. The Ravens also were a part of that. They have a really good run defense. Mm-hmm. You'd like to think Robinson's back at practice today and kind of moving forward with this thing, you know, after missing a game, and he basically hasn't practiced in 2 weeks. What's your level of concern with the B-Rob situation?
It's not high yet. Dude, like, talk to him when he's walking on the field, off the field. It just doesn't seem to me as if it was he couldn't go. It's a you deserve a week off at least. Because that week, you're playing against that team, you could come out of this game worse than what you are. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, you know what's funny is I just BS'd with him for like 10 seconds in the hallway on Thursday, and he was like smiling, just seemed to be in a great mood.
He's always like that. That's the thing about it.
It was interesting. I think I'm with you that whatever concern there is a low level now, but it did seem. How much of it do you think is Baltimore took the run game out of the offense versus they knew they couldn't get it going without B-Rob?
I think Baltimore took more of the run game out, and I also think that sometimes when you don't have your person, you kind of waver away from what you would typically do.
I think they did. I'm still surprised McNichols didn't get a few more carries.
Yeah.
And, you know, we talk about
games. Then you go with flow, too. So
yeah,
you know.
They were down 2 touchdowns for a lot of that game. And if you're down 2 touchdowns in the second half, you're generally going to be throwing it to try to make up that deficit.
Swinging it around the yard, baby.
And I love Cliff last week was asked about, you know, if you get into a shootout, he's like, yeah, you know my background? I'm cool with that. We're going to play this Jerry Jones audio.
And we saw that.
Mike Sando from The Athletic joins us at 11. B. Mitch Finley, 106.7, the fan. All right, tease it a little bit here. Honestly, you might have heard it by now, but you haven't heard us react to it. Hearing it, to me, it sounds a lot worse than you think. Jerry Jones berating radio hosts in Dallas for asking incredibly reasonable questions.
So, Jerry, 1970, a little different from this past off season in building the team we're talking about today, which there was a lot of criticism that you guys didn't add, didn't spend, and don't add, and don't spend, and are not aggressive enough with some of the problems that are still haunting the Cowboys today that we see play out on the field. That's the point of talking about the off season.
Oh, I remember those criticisms very well. Okay, so what?
Or are they playing out to be accurate?
What's your point? What's your point?
My point is, it seems like my
point. Listen, let me tell you what I'll do. Let me tell you what I'll do about it. I will let us sit down and look at the decisions we've made over the last several years. Okay, I'll look at it. Now, if you think I'm interested, I'm on a damn phone call with you over a radio. And sitting here and throwing all the good out with the dishwater, you have got to be smoking something over there this morning. I'm not. And I really don't, and I don't even want our listeners to listen to me, to talk about, this is not your job. Your job isn't to let me go over all the reasons that I did something and I'm sorry that I did it. That's not your job.
Well, my job is to ask
get
why.
A job, or I'll get another. I'll get somebody else to ask these questions, man.
Jerry, we're trying to figure out why the team is.
I'm not kidding you. I'm not kidding you. You're not going to figure out it's what the team is doing right or wrong. If you are, or any 5 or 10 like you, you need to come to this meeting I'm going to today. There are 32 teams here. You're geniuses.
All right, there's Jerry. Now, they did have the NFL.
Let me just say this.
Sure.
Your job, in any one of our jobs here, is to ask questions. You can answer the question how you want to answer it.
Right.
But our job is to ask you the questions to get the information that the fans may want to hear or what they're talking about. Now, Jerry's saying that's not your job. That's it is his job.
It's 100%.
He wasn't trying to sit up here and tell you what to do. He's asking you. You can present it however you want to present it. You know, I have been through, I've been on both sides of this thing. That's why I kind of think I have a little distinct way. Yeah. I answered questions. When I thought the question might have been a little off base, I answered for 5-10 minutes, and I never answered the question. But I talked for 5 or 10 minutes. But I answered almost every question. Good game, bad game, I sat there and talked to the media. Later on, you find out they got a job to do. And if they come in and you're just respectful with the job, you get the benefit of the doubt in the long run. But if you do what Jerry did just now and try to take a dump all over somebody, you are now going to be taking the task every time they have a chance. And that's just where a lot of people in this profession lose. When you just basically try to dismiss people, they will get you back. You can't. I don't care how much money you got. Can't beat that damn pen. Can't beat those microphones. Because just like they always say, somebody's bigger, badder than you, somebody got a little bit more money than you, too. Somebody with some more money than Jerry may want to hear all the bad stuff about him.
I can only imagine. Like,
yeah.
It's a race to the bottom when you get into it with the media. And I can only imagine how many media members in Dallas have protected Jerry over the years when the Johnny Walker Blue gets flowing, right? And maybe you and I, I'll only speak to myself. We know Sean, who was one of the hosts on that interview. I know Bobby, and I'm friends with Bobby, who's on that show. So it hits a little different for me that, like, I actually know mm-hmm. the people. But even removing what may or may not be my personal bias, right, or my conception, mm-hmm. my misconception, those questions didn't warrant that response.
Yeah.
At all.
Basically, what his answer did was tell people that he know he's screwing up.
Yeah.
That's what it did. You know, I've been taught a long time, sometimes I got to just read between the lines. He basically said, I'm not doing a good job, and I'm not letting you get it out of me. That's what he basically said. Well, it's not your job. I'll get somebody else to ask me the question. So you're going to get somebody. If somebody
what questions
you,
are they
if somebody
ask
asked those exact same questions, would you have a different answer? Or are you afraid of the question? Because now the question means if I answer it properly, I have to expose myself as being not good at my job. And that has been proven. When he took over the Cowboys and he brought in Jimmy, they were successful as hell. After Jimmy's guys were gone, that team has not been successful. So what he did early on was a product of people who did something before him, not what he did.
Dallas has drafted well, but the point, too, that I think the hosts were trying to make there is the Cowboys have really become fairly conservative in free agency and everything. Now, they did end up paying their own guys. Mm-hmm. Dak and CD got their deals done, and I think eventually Jerry will pay Micah. But I don't know. I mean, it's remarkable for him to flip out like that. He later in the afternoon, there are owners meetings going on in Atlanta right now, just standard, normal, quarterly owners meetings. Good God, I can't tell you how happy I am that those are now fairly irrelevant in Washington, mm-hmm. whereas the owners meetings were all that mattered for like a 4-year period there. Jerry kind of changed his stance a bit. He was asked why he yelled and reacted the way he did by Rossini from The Athletic, and he said, I don't know I would go as far as calling the volume connotation as yelling, but the facts are that if I'm going to be grilled by the tribunal, I don't need it to be by the guys I'm paying. I can take it from fans and take it from other people. I take a lot of pride in how fair and how much I try to work with the media. We're brothers and sisters, but I was a little frustrated there today.
Is he paying Sean? Does Sean work for the – does he own a station that Sean worked for?
No, I think they have a partnership agreement.
Okay, you have a partnership agreement. And you're if you're paying them, it's because they're covering your team. So you're not paying them, just giving them money.
Right.
It's a trade-off, okay? But the ultimate thing is when a – that is where things were so mixed up when I was working for this station when it was Red Zebra. Mm-hmm. And it was 980 at that time when it was Red Zebra, and Dan owned Red Zebra. Most people on the station were tiptoeing. I don't get hired to tiptoe, okay? If you hire me to give my opinions, I'm going to give my damn opinions, good or bad.
Right.
And I think that's where it was. And I think that basically what he's saying is, if we have a partnership, you're supposed to always let me have my way. That's not a partnership.
Brian, you know some truths that have never come to light. At various times, you and I at NBC Sports Washington, certainly, there was a business partnership between this organization and previous ownership and that organization, which no longer exists.
Yeah.
And I was an employee of that organization, and I got called to task repeatedly about reporting I did that was all factual and true and accurate. Because they're like, we'll be a good partner. And there are people that wanted me removed. And luckily, that never happened. But, like, in the business side of things, this kind of stuff happens.
Yeah.
But never publicly like that. And those guys didn't ask anything that was over the line. Jerry was the one over the line.
He was he's frustrated.
Yeah. That's the first honest thing he said.
My team just got taken to the woodshed and got their asses beat on national TV on my 82nd birthday, and now you want to ask me these questions? Well, I got to tell you that I'm part of the reason that we losing. That's what he was upset. I understand that, but
I think that's completely
see.
Correct.
And this is where you like sometimes. Remember, I always tell you when coaches act a certain way with the media, but they expect the player to answer every damn question and always be there. If you are supposed to be the big person, you can never do that as a coach. You know what I'm saying? So now he's the owner. He wouldn't want McCarthy to shy away from stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, totally. So if people got to start realizing, I said many a time, in this damn league, media, fans, and everybody else expect the players to be perfect. But they allow coaches and they allow owners to be asses on a regular basis. And that got to stop because you're telling me I'm the guy on the field. I'm paid to play football. I'm not paid to walk around here and do all your stuff for you. They want the players to do every damn thing. The players are the reason that this league is great.
Think about Sirianni. If a player starts jawing with a fan, that is a huge deal. Now everybody in Philly is trying to say it was some dude that he was having a conversation with about running the ball more.
That's a bunch of crap.
Good luck with that. Nobody go anywhere. We're talking quarterbacks next.